The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And what a crew it is, everybody. The 2020 PGA Merchandise Show. Frank Bassett joining you along with Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort, who is one of our sponsors this week and every
week. This week.
52 weeks a year over the last 10 years. Thank you very much.
It adds up pretty quick.
It does, doesn't it?
It adds up pretty quick.
I need more clothes. I need more French Lick clothing.
Well,
swag.
You started last night.
I did. I got into your closet and got some new pullovers.
It's always tough when you wake up with my clothes on, Frank.
Anyway, we're having a great time here this week, guys. It's just a fun week, a fun time for everybody to get together and reignite old friendships, make new friendships. And a lot of the people go home with a whole lot of stuff out of this show and a lot of swag.
I just got a...
What did you get?
Peak Vision sunglasses.
Where
thank you, Anne
sunglasses?
LaGloria.
Well, hello.
Nice people get nice things. Look at that.
They look good. Can everybody see that on you? Okay. Anyway, let's get right to it because we're
churning and burning
jam.
Today.
Yeah, churning and burning.
One of the other problems we run into at the PGA show is we start off with a set schedule.
Yes, that never works.
15-minute spots. Well, we're moving those to 5-minute spots because after about a couple cocktails, we start making promises and people show up. So.
Yeah, last night you invited all the people from Joe's Stone Crab, whatever.
Yeah,
Joe's
fun.
Crab Shack.
Joe's Crab Shack.
Not Joe's Stone
Can't
Crab. That's
well.
In Miami Beach. But anyway, we have someone joining us now that his name sounds very much like the former press secretary in Washington, D.C. Ari Fleischer is joining us. We are the 50. Ari, what's happening, man? Welcome.
Oh,
try that one more time.
Try that again. There you go.
How are you? Thank you so much for having me. And yes, my name does sound exactly like the former press secretary.
Well, that's great because we liked him. He was good. So we like you now.
He was very good at his job, and I hope to be just like him one day. Good at my job.
Well,
I think you probably
are. You can use Golf Talk America as a platform to launch your new career.
As a spokesperson. Yep.
Absolutely.
Spokesperson, yes.
Tell us about We Are the 50. We were talking about it a little bit last night. And I don't know, you're going to have your championship at Hammock Beach, a very place that is near and dear to Frank and I's heart, because Frank last year won the Golf Writers Association golf tournament there.
I did. It was fun. Yes. It was windy. It was cold. And we won.
Absolutely.
So, there you go.
We are the 50.
Unfortunately, that doesn't qualify you. You're not eligible to play since this is a junior event. We are building an event and an opportunity for golfers from around the country, all 50 states, champions of their state association event to come together and meet and compete at that wonderful venue, Hammock Beach Resort in Palm Coast, Florida.
How does the qualifying work for this?
You are eligible. You become eligible by winning your state association championship. So the state junior events in all 50 states.
And the age groups are?
There are four categories in this championship. There's boys and girls.
Okay.
There are amateurs, so over 16. And then there is the junior division, which is the boys and girls 15 and under, a drop-down age category.
Hammock Beach is a very challenging golf course.
Yeah.
It has some holes.
You played at the ocean course there?
Ocean and the conservatory, yes.
We didn't have a chance to play the conservatory because it rained
out.
It was beautiful up there. It's absolutely amazing what they've
thrilling.
Done with that
the
property.
It's thrilling because there's a signature Nicklaus and a signature Watson on the property.
Yeah, the ocean course has a par 3 on it, and I can't remember what hole it is. With an elevated green, it's like climbing up to Mount Everest to get up to that thing. And hit a shot perfectly on the green, and just trickles to the edge and rolls off 100 feet. I mean, just gone.
There's some beautiful, dramatic holes there on the ocean.
Very much
so. They claim 7 ocean holes, the most in the state of Florida.
How long has We Are the 50 been in existence?
Pretty much 1 year.
Okay.
It was this show last year where we began to have conversations with almost 60 different state and regional and PGA section office associations that conduct these events. And we had a great time introducing the concept to them and building relationships so that we work productively and cooperatively to encourage these players from around the country to come and meet and compete. We have 13 states on the board, which is a great number, and we are looking forward to build upon that early
Tennessee?
Success. Do not have a player yet from Tennessee.
Indiana?
Do not have a player on the board yet.
We'll fix that.
Well, we'll fix those two right there.
I appreciate the application of any peer pressure you might be able to provide.
Oh, we have friends in Jersey.
Anybody from
Don't have a player on the board yet from New Jersey.
How you doing?
Okay, let's go.
How you doing?
What states do you do have, Ari?
Thank you. We have players from Alaska, Oregon, Nevada, Missouri, Kentucky, Georgia, South Carolina, and Texas.
Well,
Michigan.
So would you be working with the PGA sections on this?
In some cases, yes, especially when there isn't a state that has a drop-down age category championship. We're working closely with those partners and their PGA section offices to incorporate those junior PGA champions from that category. So that happens in Nebraska. It happens in Indiana. It happens in Georgia. Thankfully, the winner of the drop-down age category in Georgia also won her state championship through the Georgia State Golf Association.
But working with the AJGA or any associations like that?
We're working with them in so much as we have ongoing dialogue about how the junior golf world works and that ladder that we're trying to flatten and give all 50 states an opportunity to play in a national championship and build connections and relationships through this opportunity to meet and compete at a single venue.
So what does the PGA Show bring for you and We Are the 50? What are you looking for today?
We're looking to meet people like yourselves, help us spread the gospel, get the word out. We have had a lot of success. I've got a great team around me. In addition to Hammock Beach, the Visit Flagler Tourism Development Office has been very helpful and supportive. We're meeting with our sponsor suppliers like Winston Collection and Tin Cup and Imperial Headwear has signed on. And we're looking for other possible partners who can become a part of our family. We actually met with a PGA Tour professional, former PGA Tour professional named Todd Dempsey, who's going to conduct our clinic and Q&A at Hammock Beach for the benefit of the players and their family so they can learn about the journey in golf that he's been on since a junior high level standout, Walker Cupper, and then Arizona State player, and has played in 300 PGA Tour events and now is teaching kids how to play.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. And when you get to Flagler County,
absolutely,
yeah, you need to go down and check out the Golden Lion. Fabulous restaurant on the beach.
Here
and then head a little bit north of there. There's a little, it's called the Iron Boot.
The Iron Boot.
It's in a trailer park.
It's in a trailer park.
It's a biker bar. One Sweeney goes in. I'm going to tell the story right now.
This is the
GWAA tournament. We finish. Sweeney wants to get away from there, so we go down the road and have a few adult beverages. We come back to the Iron Boot as we're passing it. Sweeney goes, "Oh, look at this place. This looks fantastic." I said, "Sweeney, that's a rundown place. And that's a trailer park and it's a biker bar and we're in trouble if we go in there." We still had on our golf clothes, shoes, the whole carb, right? We go in, it's karaoke night.
You guys need to do karaoke at this place.
You gotta understand, this place is rough and they don't like people making fun of their karaoke. Well, of course, Brendan goes in and goes, "Hey, karaoke, I'm going to sing." I'm going, "No, man, no. Don't make fun of these people."
Hmm? Can he sing?
No.
No, absolutely not.
Not at all.
Anyway, my co-host Brendan Sweeney goes up, tells him what he's going to sing. The lady behind the bar by that time is pulling out a shotgun and holding it on one of the other patrons, trying to throw him out. I'm like, "Take the beer, here's the tab, I'm out the door." And all of a sudden they kick into Barry Manilow's "I Write the Songs." And he starts singing Barry Manilow. He sings the whole song, gets a standing ovation from the crowd.
Drop the mic. We're out of there.
So definitely try that out. It's not a
place.
At
the Golden Lion.
Yeah, not take the kids.
Can I drop Brendan Sweeney's name?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
I think my Amex tab is still open. They looked at it and said, "What's
anyway,
this?"
Anyway, great story. Ari Fleischer, thank you. We wish you the best of luck.
How can we have it? What's your you have a hashtag?
Yes.
Hashtag is We Are the 50. The website is www.wearethe50.com.
Spelled out.
F-I-F-T-Y.
Yep. So
awesome.
Check it out and wish you the best of luck.
There we go.
Thanks, Ari. We appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Good luck.
Running and gunning.
Okay. So one down and about 40 more interviews to go for today, right? Who's up next?
We got John McLaughlin.
John McLaughlin's up next?
All the way from Ireland.
From Ireland?
Absolutely. What a great guy. We met him the other night, but we turned out that we have some common bloodlines together.
You and John?
Yeah, my mom's cousin's a McLaughlin.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
Oh, no. You're related to... Did he go to EIU, too?
No, he did not go to Eastern Illinois University.
Well, that's a good thing.
Home of the quarterbacks. Sean Payton.
Yes.
Tony Romo.
Yes.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes.
Mike Shanahan.
Yes.
Dinger went to Eastern Illinois University.
Michael Heimerdinger. God bless his soul. He's passed. A good friend.
Great guy. Nashville staple. And then Brett Childress. At one time, there were three coaches in the NFL from Eastern Illinois University.
That's what I hear. Hey, bring our next guest in, Brendan.
John McLaughlin.
John, welcome in, buddy.
The North and West Coast.
Calling
John. Shores.
North Calling and West John. Coast links.
Absolutely. Great place. Frank and I are going over with Club Choice.
Oh, great.
Over to cover the Irish Open in May.
Great. So Mount Juliet.
Yes, we may have to extend our trip a little bit and head your side of town.
Yeah, we'll have to get you into the West and the Northwest.
Go back home. I'll never come back.
No, I may not come back once I'm over there.
Oh, you love
it. I hear it's. I've never been to Ireland. I hear it's absolutely
gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
You know, the cool thing is when you fly in. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to step on you. But when you're flying in and you see the island, it literally is cut out of the ocean. It's beautiful. It's absolutely amazing.
The White Cliffs? Are they
well,
white
why don't
cliffs?
We let the guy from Iceland tell us about
it. Tell us about it.
No, you guys are doing a good job.
Well, but we cheat.
So, Ireland, great place for golfing vacations. We've had some successful Irish Opens in the last few years. So, North and West Coast Links, we're a marketing group. So, we were established 30 years ago.
Okay.
To promote the golf courses in the West and the Northwest and Northern Ireland. And since then, we've been putting packages together and, getting people to come to our great country. So we look after golf accommodation, transport, whiskey tasting, and all the other good things that you can do in Ireland.
There's more than golf.
There's more than golf. I mean, the golf is fantastic, and people say the best links golf courses in the world in Ireland.
I hear that the food is also fabulous.
Yeah. So golf is great, but everything else then takes people by surprise sometimes. The level of accommodations, food. We're very into our culinary in Ireland. And even for, the little pubs that you see along the way, they have superb food. And then you have high-end, gourmet restaurants. And
So this week at the PGA show, what is your primary focus? I know you have a booth in the 4,000 level.
Yeah, we're on the Ireland booth. So we come over. This is my 25th PGA show.
And we haven't met yet?
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe it's a good thing.
Where have we been hiding? we're a long time coming. So we would deal with a lot of the tour operators, a lot of the PGA pros. We meet people like yourselves, members of the media, and we're here to promote Ireland, number one, and then to promote our destination, the West and Northwest and Northern Ireland, and then we put the packages together. So basically, it's the message is Ireland is not a hard place to get to.
No.
The access into Ireland is incredible. From all the major cities, you have direct flights into Ireland. And then once you hit the ground, we take care of you with a luxury coach. And for 7 nights or 10 nights, whatever it is, we put the whole thing together from start to finish.
On average, how many groups are you pulling out from the States?
72% of our business is U.S. business.
Like golf pros or individual buddy trips?
And the exchange rate is very fair, too.
It's good, yeah.
It's very good.
It's very good.
So you go to northandwestcoastlinks.com. And you can find out even more, too.
A typical spend, if Frank and I,
oh Lord,
six
that's
other
not a
guys,
typical
we
spend.
Have 8 guys coming over.
Yeah, you're roughly spending $3,500,
Done deal.
It's not an expense, plus your air, so it's not an expensive trip. And I'll tell you, once you come to Ireland, you'll come back again.
Oh, yeah.
And Ireland is 4 or 5 trips, actually. And the best thing to do is not to try and take on the whole island in one trip.
Yeah.
Go to one area. And stay there, stay in 2 different hotels, play 7 or 8 golf courses, and next time you come, we'll do something different with you. But it is a fantastic time.
Well, John McLaughlin, thanks for stopping by.
We
had a great time with you at Golf Channel at Matt Adams' event. Matt is a dear friend of ours as well.
You know what he said to me when he came on the stage?
What?
Or came up before the show? He said, You doing okay? Are you all right? Did you make it that night? Because I guess I was slurring. I was just having a big time.
You were doing good. We were just, want to make sure everybody's okay.
I didn't do anything bad.
We'll talk about that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So go to northandwestcoastlinks.com. Check them out. And we're going to be in Ireland, so why don't you come over for the Irish Open and hang out? That'd be fun.
That'd be great. And listen, I look forward to meeting you both at the Irish Open, and we'll have a pint
or four.
That'll be great. Thanks, John. Appreciate it very much.
Well, we're clipping along.
Yeah, John McLaughlin. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it. Yeah, we're clipping right along. We have somebody up next. Is somebody near and dear to our heart, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, really near and dear to our heart.
What are we doing tonight?
I don't know. Probably go somewhere with Major Ed.
Well, we could definitely do that. But we want to throw a big shout out for our two producers, Greg Cox, who is helping us out today, and Ron Pearl,
and Ron
who's been a staple of Golf Talk America. And this next guy here.
But before he gets up here, we've talked to a lot of our – everybody knows our travel writer, Jim Grosjean.
Oh, Grosjean.
Everybody knows Jim Grosjean. Ireland.
He's been to Ireland more than anybody else.
I know. Well, he's been five times. He went twice, 2 months in a row, back and forth. Yeah, can you believe that?
Absolutely.
So, that's good enough. That's good. Okay, so the
man Major Ed, dude, he'll bite your finger off.
The man joining us right now is a warrior, a friend. We love him with all of our heart. Major Ed Polito.
Man.
What's up?
Hey, what a great day to be an American.
There it is. There
come
it
on
is.
Now.
There it is.
I see all the peeps out there, man. Get your hands up in the air, baby.
That's right. Come on. That's a great day to be an American.
That's what I'm talking about, right? Yeah.
There it is. Hey. Okay.
Yeah. Golf talk in the house.
Golf talk America. We're doing it.
You guys are always rolling,
I missed your party last night.
Oh, that's all right. You were there in spirit.
I was there in spirit.
I thought I saw you.
We did get a badge, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We got unavoidably detained.
So you guys were ghosts.
Well, the police are tough in this town.
Okay.
But we got out early this morning.
Okay, well, so good.
Back here for the show.
You can always call me. I got to get out of jail card here.
I've been
with Major Red. We've been together for 12 years, man.
Yes.
We have. And you know what? Just to kind of highlight that, we met at the Las Vegas show.
Tell him what I had to do.
And, well, it was funny. He was collecting money, and he was freaking grabbing all the peeps and saying, hey, you better give to the cause. And back then, we didn't have much. And I'm humbled by it because what we've been able to do as an organization, all the people here have been huge supporters. You guys have been with us since day one.
Right
that,
here,
to
bud.
Me, is the impact.
Right here?
Yeah. Yeah, taking care of our military. And you know what? If there's something in this country that we got to do is make sure that our military is taken care of, not to make the same mistakes we made on our Vietnam veterans. And I hope that people understand that when you say negative things and you align yourself with the enemy, like just recently happened, this isn't political, it's true, that you need to understand that people like me sacrificed my leg, and this guy that we just took out, Soleimani, was one of the ones that was part of that. And to me, that's the way I look at things. If you're a bad guy, our military is going to take you down. And guess what? We work with strength and with honor. So,
boy.
Well sorry
said.
About that. Not political.
Well, no.
Hey, thank
no,
you
no.
for your service, man.
Well said.
All right. Yeah,
we have
Ernest
a mutual
Collins.
Friend,
yes.
Brian Mast, who's a congressman.
Yes,
from Florida.
I love him.
Brian's a good friend.
Wasn't
of mine.
Wasn't that good on what he said?
Brian Mast goes before Congress, and when it comes his turn, he just says, see, how did he say it? He said, there's 600 names. On
out
that
there,
wall,
wall
out there.
Yeah.
And you tell me what name doesn't justify taking out Soleimani. Which one of those names doesn't justify taking that man out? And he said, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
And he just shut up. And finally, the chairman of the committee broke in and he said, no, you need to hush. It's my time. I loved it because he really brought it home. They could not say a word to that.
No. And again, it's not political. It's about the fact
yes.
that principle. America, are you on this? Are you on the team America, or are you on their team?
Right.
That's all I'm going to ask.
Amen.
And I know you guys are on our team,
oh,
and
absolutely.
I appreciate that. And that's the premise of my message.
Just real quick, for all of our listeners out there, give us the message from the Folds of Honor. Tell us what the Folds of Honor is all about, how it started, and what we're doing today, and your big announcement you made with the PGA of America yesterday.
Well, yeah, and the great thing about it is that how I need to start that. We have 25,500 scholarships that have been awarded. That, to me, is the impact. My daughter, Caitlin.
Two families of fallen.
Fallen heroes. Yeah. Fallen,
yes.
The fallen, the disabled, and, of course, those wounded in combat. And then, you know, 25,500. I see my boy Mark Wolliver out there. He's a big supporter. And that's the impact. 87 cents of every dollar goes to these families. And I am a recipient family this year because Caitlin is 18 years old and
really?
Going to the University of Oklahoma. You know, yeah, I got at University of Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
What you going to study?
Go Sooners, baby. You know, broadcasting.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? We have a new co-host. We got a new co-host.
We got our first intern.
And that to me is the impact. Hey, love you. That's the impact of everything that we're all about. And the thing about it is that, you know.
Cindy Rarick walking by.
It was Cindy Rarick. Hey, good
look
looking.
At that.
How are you?
You know, the most
you know,
beautiful
she can
people.
Sing.
That's right.
Cindy Rarick can sing.
Hoorah!
She's a good singer.
I love it. And the thing about
LPGA
it is that,
LPGA professional.
You know, it was started by Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney now. And you know what?
Yeah.
F-16 fighter pilot, still doing all the things that he's doing. And then we have a great team that supports us and great media partners, great corporate sponsors. And then the big announcement was with the PGA of America, who's been our first founding member, them and the USGA, and now we're actually going to work with PGA Reach and Hope and make a difference in getting our veterans out there to play the game.
Amen.
And that, to me, is important.
Amen. Well, whatever we could do at Golf Talk America or at the French Lick Resort, just let us know.
Yeah,
where
you got it.
Well, you and this guy here always sends me a nice little package because these people in Uniontown love that golf course up there.
Amen.
French Lick. Hey, you need to go to French Lick. Get in touch with this
Absolutely.
Man right here.
Let me ask you this, my dad. Now that Major Dan Rooney has become Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, does he give you guff about that?
Well, how do you get a promotion out of this?
You know, it was funny because a lot of people don't know that I made the list right before I got out, but you have to be in the position. And so I'm proud of him for, you know, stepping up to the plate, continuing to serve not only our foundation, but in harm's way and in the military. Because every time you get in a jet, it's a little different than the ground pounder. The ground pounder is going to be taken care of, but, you know, sometimes something could happen. And you know what? We got to pray for those individuals, and nothing negative happens ever. And that's a risk that our pilots take. And you know, you got to honor that and then honor the American people and honor these families and honor, you know what, the gift of freedom. And that, to me, is so important. And the PGA of America has been with us from day one. And, I'm glad that we're going to work together to get these veterans out to play golf. Because, you know, when I went to Ireland the first time, I'm like, man, I need to improve my game. And I came back, and now I'm hitting it. Here, I only have three clubs, I got to tell you. A driver, a seven,
and
a putter, baby.
That's
all I need. And I tee it up in the middle. That's part of growing the game. You know what? I'm going to have fun. And I have some friends who are like, hey, you can't do that. I'm like, yes, I can.
Yes, I can. I just did. You got a problem with that?
That's right.
Absolutely.
So, but it's having fun. And you guys know the game of golf is so cool. And I love seeing you guys at the Masters, too.
Oh, that's always fun. At
the Azalea
Masters.
House. We'll be there again.
We'll be there again.
I'll be there.
Yeah, we attended the Folds of Honor event last year.
We did.
At Augusta.
Sure did.
And
had a great event.
Doug Bell's daughter was a recipient.
Yeah.
Her father got killed in a helicopter accident.
Correct.
Yeah. It was tough.
Very
tough. It's still very tough.
You hear the stories,
talk about.
And you know, freedom is not free, as you told me a long time ago.
Yeah.
And people work for it every day. And thank you for your service, and thank you for your friendship. And
oh man,
God bless America, baby.
I love both of you, man. I got to tell
you, too,
you guys, touch my heart too. And
thank you. We try.
And you're my friends, man. And guess what? You didn't leave me and my family behind. And I get a little choke up about that because I know that every time you call and you warm my heart in the sense that you support my walk with you're part of this leg, man. And it's hard. I carry a 14-pound weight every day, and people don't understand how hard that is. But I don't let it get to me because I have supporters like you in my corner and people that are here that I've known for years that understand that, you know what, we live in this great nation because someone sacrificed their life and blood and tears and sweat to give us the freedom that we have today.
Well, not only the people, the individuals, but the families at home.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
And that's what you guys do. You make the home fires burning. Thank you so much.
That's right. Thank hey, when are we going to go eat some Chicago pizza?
Dude. Oh.
What's that place you took me
to? It was Three Guys.
And he knows everybody, too, by the way.
Three Guys in Itasca, Illinois. I grew up in Medina.
Yeah.
And then thank God for Uber back then.
Oh, yeah. We had a couple of drinks. I see Bill. Look,
Bill Conwell. Yeah.
Bill Conwell.
Yeah, he was back there backstage last night. I don't even know how he snuck in back
well,
there.
Well, Sweeney got on the stage 2 years ago.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah. We sang with John Daly last night. Big shout out to John Daly, too,
yeah.
and what he's been able to do. And incredible stuff. I mean, knock, knock, knock on heaven's door, you know. And he said so good. You recorded it last night.
A good friend of mine taught John Daly how to play guitar. Billy Pearson, God bless his soul, was killed in a car accident.
I didn't know that.
He was a performer.
Okay. Yeah.
Had a new song coming out, was killed in a car accident on 38 in the Florida Panhandle.
Yeah.
Left the gig at 2 a.m. and got T-boned and killed him. And John and I, every time we see each other, we get a tear in our eye about Billy.
That's an appropriate song for that one.
Well, and my cool story about John is he calls me on Sundays, and I'm going to church with my family, so I got to take him off Bluetooth.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, man, I can't be saying cuss words on Sundays.
No, not on your way to church.
Doesn't Hail Marys for you.
Yeah.
Then I'll have to really repent, right?
Not with the kids in the car. Major Ed Polito, Folds of Honor. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, guys. Hey, good luck on the show. Continued success, man.
Hoorah! Hoorah!
Yeah!
Pump it up, baby.
That's good.
Let's take a couple minute break.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with more from the 2020 PGA Merchandise Show. You're listening to Golf Talk America.
Music.
There's the music. That means we're back.
We're flying through it.
Golf Talk America, live from the 2020 PGA Merchandise Show, and we're sitting with somebody right now that sent us some cool stuff to Brendan's house and to my house. Mine came later because I was here for the Tournament of Champions on the LPGA Tour. So
The Diamond Resorts.
Our good friends at Diamond Resorts sponsored us. But my two unders are at home, and I can't wait to get home and check them out because you've been wearing your two unders all week, and you love them.
Different pairs.
Well, I hope so.
Of two unders.
I was wondering what the smell was up here. Come on, man.
It was good. I tell you what, Brockton Caldwell. No idea.
No idea your dad's our good friend Bill.
Yeah.
We have stories.
Yes, we do.
We've done Augusta with your dad.
Oh, that's not pretty.
It was a blast. It was an absolute riot. Well, welcome to Golf Talk America, man.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome in, man.
Tell us, we were over with Jack Curry yesterday. We saw the product line.
Sure.
Not just undergarments.
No, that's kind of the big thing this year is moving on from, not moving on from under, and it'll never do that, but expanding certainly into the T-shirts. That was pretty big.
That was cool.
In January this past year, and then now we've got the button-downs and the polos coming out in late May. So, yeah, socks.
Long johns.
Long johns, yeah.
Well, tell us the story about 2-Under. It's a fabulous product.
Yeah, so it's based on the Joey pouch, which is, as you know, where the kangaroo keeps its kids, right?
Yep.
And there was always, maybe in a need to find a way to make men a little bit more comfortable when walking around, whether it's on the course or just sitting at home on the couch, however ways we can, find ways to just make sure that the experience of wearing underpants are a little bit better. And sometimes you don't know that you need something until you've tried it. And
I think that
would be a good example of that. Once you've tried on a pair of 2-Under, you realize that what you were missing prior to, and it keeps the boys cozy, as we like to say, and it gives you a gives you a little pouch for them.
Well, yes, they do, Brockton.
That's kind of been the foundation for the brand. Obviously, we had a big year last year with announcing Ricky Fowler as the flagship athlete.
Now in 2020, up at Whistling Straits,
mm-hmm.
the Ryder Cup.
Yeah,
tell us about your Ryder Cup line.
Yep. So there's five different pairs of the briefs, and we're super excited to be the official men's underwear of the Ryder Cup, and that's going to be super exciting,
and
too.
Golf Talk America.
Yeah,
and Golf Talk America. You're right.
So those will release to the public in May. Obviously, we made the announcement at the show. It's a good time to do that. And then they'll be on sale through the rest of the year. Obviously, pushing for September. There'll be a tent at the tournament in May as well.
So. Well, you have a dynamic VP of sales, I will tell you.
Yes.
He's hitting it hard.
Jack Curry.
He doesn't let one person pass.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Just great.
Being in the booth with him is awesome because you see that in real life. And we actually are based in Fort Worth from the social and digital side. So we don't get to interact as a full team very often. So to have everyone at the show is awesome. From the Vancouver team, where 2-Under is headquartered, to Jack and the sales team and just everyone else. From the design team, Rocky Harris, who is based in Utah. So it's really across the board where we're located. So show is always great to reconnect and celebrate a lot of what we did last year.
The successes.
And look forward to next year and this year.
At the French Lick Resort, where I work full time, mm-hmm. We do a ton of pro-ams. Mm-hmm. And we had the PGA Ambassador Program come in.
Sure.
And 2-Under was a gift 1 year.
Yeah.
Fabulous. I mean, for a pro-am event.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How many hats and shirts have you received?
But
umbrellas, you could get
shirts,
a custom
hats,
imprinted. You get your club logo
on the band. Yeah.
No, all over the print.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, because the Ryder Cup line, you have that.
Yeah.
I think we need the Golf Talk America logo. We need some britches.
We'll have to talk to Jack about that. Yeah.
So we have a lot of green grass. Is that the majority of your sales? You guys pushing out through the internet, or how are you doing it?
It's definitely a combined effort between the e-commerce site as well as the wholesale effort. But the e-com has become a bigger part of the business definitely over the last 2 years, and we're definitely pushing that hard. So looking forward to seeing what we can do this year as well.
Got it. Now, Frank has a background in music, and so do you.
Mm-hmm.
You're part of Drum Corps International. Remember a cat by the name of Steve Rondinero?
I don't.
He's the announcer.
Oh, yes.
Rondo works with
DCI.
Me.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's in the Hall of Fame. Tom Blair, who does all the TV production on it. He's done some work with us at the resort.
Awesome. Yeah.
But DCI, the Cook Group that owns us, mm-hmm. produced the movie Blast.
Oh, that's awesome. I have a lot of friends, actually. That
The play.
The Blast recently did a tour in Japan for the past two or three summers, I believe. And I have a couple friends that do that. And they go over there. They train in Nashville and then go and do that for, I think it's 6 or 8 weeks. And they've done that for the last 3 years.
They train in Nashville?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do they train in Nashville?
Not sure where in Nashville.
I live in Nashville. So.
I couldn't
interesting.
Tell you.
Yeah, well, you were the percussionist.
Sure.
Right?
Where? What college? You were at Florida State, right?
I went to North Texas.
North Texas.
Yep.
The 1 o'clock band, North Texas State University.
Yeah, six-time Grammy Award winner.
I got to perform with them when I was at Ole Miss.
That's amazing.
I got to perform with the 1 o'clock band. Did a really great piece of music by Chuck Mangione at the time.
Sure.
And I was a guest artist
that's
with them.
Awesome.
Oh, that's an awesome kick butt, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I remember, you know, just as a freshman in college and walking by them just on the way to lunch, not really understanding
the
magnitude.
Were all about.
Of,
oh,
and,
huge.
You know, now you go back and you spend, you know,
yeah,
it's amazing to be surrounded by that.
Was it, not Hank Haney, but John, was it John Haney, the trumpet teacher there at North Texas?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
He's a drummer.
Fabulous school. Yeah, he's a percussionist, not a drummer. Let's keep that clear.
Well, Brockton, what's the best way for our listeners to get a hold of the 200 brand?
Well, 200.com, pretty simple. Make sure you spell
U-N-D-R.
It. U-N-D-R. Yes, exactly. No E. And then follow us on Instagram, just at 200. Yeah, pretty simple. We're having a sale going on right now, so go get you a pair. If you get one pair, you're done.
Oh, I know.
In. Yeah.
I mean, know.
You won't wear anything else. It's.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in. Yeah, we're going to pick up some more samples on the way out the door.
Watch Sweeney when he hits the booth.
Oh, exactly. Lord. Great. Well, Brockton, thank you so much.
Thanks
for
having us on. Yeah.
Thank you,
Take
pal.
Care.
Very much. Yep. Very much. Great to meet you. And your dad's one of our favorite people.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Bill Conwell is one of the best. He really is. People don't realize that Bill Conwell was part of that experiment that unfortunately didn't pan out, but it was.
Which one?
A great experience. Well, yeah. But the Back Nine Network was
really
a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Made a big splash at this show.
Well, Jeff Rude and John McGinnis had a little show on there for a while.
Yes, they did. They sure did. A lot of folks. We were trying to get on that show. Why don't we take a break, and when we come back, more from the 2020 PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando, Florida, where the weather has finally gotten a little warmer and the iguanas are not falling from the trees. You're listening to Golf Talk America. Don't go away.
Fire up that blender, Frank.
Fire up the blender.
Fire up the blender.
Frank Bassett back with you. Golf Talk America live at the 2020 PGA Merchandise Show.
The 67th PGA Merchandise Show.
There's been a bunch of these things.
Yeah.
A lot of selling going on.
Been in Orlando since 1985.
You just grab a guy walking by and throw a headset on him. And so, well, who did you grab? Tell
Ron
us about
Philo, a dear friend of mine, 2006 PNC champion, Ron Philo.
Yes.
Welcome to Golf Talk America.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
It's good to have you
back at the PGA show.
Absolutely.
Oh, he's the director of golf at Victoria National.
In Indiana,
I've
Newburgh,
never
Indiana.
Played Victoria National.
Well, now we have
it
to.
It is one hell of a track.
Well, after this, I'm not sure if you ever will.
It's probably true. If you see my game, you probably don't want me on the course.
Well, if you see his game, tell us about your career. You're a hell of a teacher, aren't you?
Well, we do a little bit of teaching to help those who want to get better or be great. You know, career has taken me to Victoria National. Just recently arrived with the Dormy Network, 6 destination golf clubs, private golf in across the country.
Where?
So we've got wonderful properties. Just added a new property, Hidden Creek, a Core Crenshaw up in outside of Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
Got another Core Crenshaw property down at Pinehurst, the Dormy Club, giving us the name. And we've got Ballyhack, Lester George, up in Roanoke, Virginia. My partner club, another Fazio design at Briggs Ranch down in San Antonio, and Arbor Lakes, Leonardo Palmer designed, and Eric Larson, a good friend of mine from up in Ponte Vedra, Florida.
I know that place pretty well. I know Ponte Vedra Beach pretty well.
There's just a little bit of golf going on there.
Just a tie. I lived there 17 years, so it's all grass. I loved it. I
Beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, it really is. Well, so you guys are obviously expanding, it sounds like, but it sounds like the Dormy Network is the cream of the crop.
We are a new network collection of what everybody's looking for in golf. Just great golf experiences, great food, great camaraderie, great accommodations, in some fantastic locations. You know, Victoria National is currently 43 in the top 100, host to the Korn Ferry Tour Championship in August. You know, those guys have started running the gauntlet of the Korn Ferry Tour that'll last right up till August. Where
that
they hit their
tour
PGA
is
tour
so
cards.
Unbelievably competitive. It's ridiculous. Those guys are so good on that tour.
They've got a lot on the line. They've got a whole year to get there, but it is a long year. And you got to get started early and go hard.
Yep.
Now, you come from a very well-pedigreed family of golfers.
I am more commonly known as Laura Diaz's brother.
Absolutely.
Yes.
How's she doing?
Laura is fantastic. She's got two kids. Her son, Cooper, is playing a lot of golf right now when he's not playing basketball. And her daughter, Lily, is blowing it out of the park with her trombone.
How old is she now?
Laura
sister, yeah.
is gonna be joining you after April. She'll reach that magic number of 45.
Perfect. Look forward. Is she gonna play in the senior LPGA championship?
Oh, she's warming up right now.
Oh,
okay.
That should be good. Well, you have to come
so
up and watch.
The trombonist. Tell me about the trombonist. I'm a musician, so yeah, I was a trumpet player. That's my major, masters.
Well, you know, you got to get started. You got to have that ear and develop that ear at 9 years old, and let all of us know that it's in development.
A little loud, is she, with that thing?
Absolutely.
It could be worse. Could be drums.
That's right.
Could be drums.
That's right.
Now, what's this week like for you? I saw you yesterday at the Women's Summit. Your wife, it was with PGA Magazine, and she's done a heck of a job bringing together a new organization of women LPGA professionals and PGA professionals.
Yeah, you know, I'm a guy who loves golf. There's nothing about golf that I don't love. And I'm a guy who loves his wife. And I'm fortunate in this world to love a woman who loves golf as much as I do. And one of the things we saw in the PGA of America and throughout the country was that, you know, while there's a lot of women involved, they're not really involved. And a lot of times the women are, you know, stuck in roles that don't reflect their overall value. You know, I'm lucky. I come from a family of very strong women, and you know, my sister among them, but you know, my mother to start with, and you know, and I'm married to one right now, and hopefully my daughter is going to be another one. But you know, we've seen all that's gone on, whether it's the Me Too movement or what the Australian soccer team was doing about, you know, the parity in the world, and getting women the opportunity that many of us don't know, who sit on the other side of the fence, don't know that they've been missing, because
right.
We can't walk a mile in their shoes for sure. And the value that they add, you know, women control the pocketbooks in so many of our households, and you know, if we're lucky, we get to go where they tell us.
I'm not saying a thing on this.
Yeah, no, I mean. You know, let's face it, none of us would be here without the
You're
women who
helped
right.
us. You're absolutely right.
And making sure that we're providing a place, because they are, you know, a valuable resource in our market, and getting them into our operations and making sure we have some diversity in the game to spread it. You know, golf can't survive without players. And there's 51% of the population that you know, put on skirts more often than they put on pants. And they're out there.
Well, thanks for the team effort from Team Philo. That's great. Hopefully they take it to the next level. What's the rest of your week looking like here? Buying new shirts,
you know,
buying new hats?
You know, our business is all about relationships and developing
right.
relationships with partner companies. So we've been here with spending some time with our partners, specifically, you know, Titleist is one of our big partners, Summit Brands. You know, they help enhance the experience. We sell and we provide our members products to better experience the game, whether that's how they look while they're doing it or the equipment that Mr. Reimer just came over to remind me.
He said you're number one.
Well, he said he's really the one with the face for radio. He ought to be over here. But the whole idea is enhance that experience that they get when they come to our
cool.
facilities and finding those partners and finding what's new out there. Finding what's new. You know, I'm a big fan right now of a company, Flag D. They come out there and they make sure every time you're out there, you're helping enhance that experience on the practice. You know, we all want to be better, and you can't
yeah.
get better without practice. And if your practice isn't productive, if you're not measuring it, you can't get any better. And Flag D is one of those companies that's out there looking, you know, helping you measure what your process is all about. You know, I'm a big fan of theirs and all the TrackMan that's
great.
That's out there and
cool.
helping us with every swing.
Well, welcome to Indiana. We're an hour and a half away from
great
you.
Great to be there.
Yep.
Yeah, could be good.
Great to be here.
Let's make the I-64 FORE corridor.
The I-64 corridor.
We could do that.
It is for all of you.
For all of us.
All of us.
Absolutely. Ron, thanks for stopping by.
Can't wait, Ron, to get over to French Lick.
Can't wait to get to Victoria National, man. From here.
He said I can't go.
Allegiant Airlines.
He said I can't go. Thanks, Frank.
So long as you don't bring Brendan, you're always welcome.
You got it. I'm on my way. I'll be there.
All right. Well, cool. We got a couple people stopping by.
Everybody's stopping by. We're getting pretty lucky this year. It's not as backed up as it usually is. So Charlie's going to come up and join us. So that'll be great.
Cool.
One of my favorite people. Tonight.
Big time.
What's tonight?
We're to crash as many parties as possible.
Absolutely. I'm all about the party.
And tomorrow, I get to drive to Venice, Florida and pick up my mother.
Yes.
At 8 o'clock in the morning. Which should be good. But I tell you what.
What's checkout time at our place? 10?
Whenever we get up.
Noon?
Charlie Reimer, ladies and gentlemen.
Charlie Reimer's joining us.
Good to see you, man.
Charlie,
hello.
How are you, pal?
Long time no see.
How you guys doing?
Living the dream.
Yeah, one of our favorite people.
Nice. Man. How you doing?
Well, I appreciate it. I'm doing good. I'm hanging out at the PGA show, and I enjoy coming and doing this every year. Get to see a lot of old friends. Glad y'all just had Ron Filo on. I was actually going over here. I've been walking the concrete here. You know, I was going to get me a back rub over there, and I saw y'all doing the show. And,
did they charge you by size?
God, I hope not. I only got like $200. But it's always fun running to old friends and fellow PGA professionals. But I'll tell you what, last night I had a chance to go over with Michael Breed and help in a very small way at the House of Blues for the Folds of Honor.
Yeah, we just had Major Ed was just done.
Oh my goodness, it was.
It'll tear you up.
It was so much fun, and I got a chance to. It was an honor really to be there, and got a chance to introduce the band, hang out with some of the guys. Did a nice interview with our CEO Seth Wall and Lieutenant Colonel now Dan Rooney sat down and had the two of them doing a nice interview. It was just so much fun. But when the big checks started rolling in. Budweiser presented a check for $1.3 million for Folds of Honor.
Big
and then,
check.
PGA presented a check for $2 million through Patriot Golf Day.
Wow.
And when you start looking at it, you guys know I like having a lot of fun and cutting up, but I really focus in on the good that this game does, in particular for our fallen heroes. But they're at the number of scholarships that have been raised, $5,000 scholarships. I think it was
$25,500.
Yeah,
and just rolls off the top.
Just unbelievable. So really amazing. And golf does a lot of good for a lot of people, for seniors, for kids, for us folks that are in the middle. But what it does for our vets makes me most proud to be in this business.
Absolutely. Yep. That's very well said.
Now, your career is now in Myrtle Beach. Tell us about Play Golf Myrtle Beach.
Well, I always wanted to be an underwear model, and that didn't really...
We just had two
out.
Under. They have sizes.
Well, I am technically an ambassador for two under, but that doesn't really make me an underwear model. But there's a company in Myrtle Beach. It's now called Myrtle Beach Golf Tourism Solutions. It's formerly called Myrtle Beach Golf Holiday.
Yep.
It's been around about 65 years. And I grew up in South Carolina, product of the public school system there, and would play a lot of golf in Myrtle Beach, won a couple state championships down there. And I've been doing work for that company for quite a few years now. And they approached me and they said, hey, how would you like to live in, be based in Myrtle Beach, do promotional work for us? And you can get out on the road and do some broadcasting but be a South Carolina guy, be a Myrtle Beach guy. And I said, where do I sign?
Absolutely. Where do I sign, baby?
I live in
piece of heaven.
The South End. We've got 80 golf courses in 70 miles.
Oh, my.
And, I live down a little towards the south end down there in Merle's Inlet, and my wife, myself, our two beautiful golden retrievers, and I tell you what, it's nice going out, and they ask you what you drink, and you order tea, and it comes with the sugar already in it. I know if I'm in a place like that, I'm at home.
Sugar and lemon. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, my youngest daughter, Megan, plays lacrosse, and they had a lacrosse tournament in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Well, I grew up right beside Rock Hill, Fort Mill. Rock Hill was a big city when you're from Fort Mill.
Well, John McGinnis told me, he goes, when you go to that shopping center,
mm-hmm.
you need to find the bust of Charlie Reimer in the Sports Hall of Fame there.
Yeah, John, you got to discount everything John says.
He said that they put it in the wrong place. It should be in the food court.
Right. It's a small plaque. But it does face Victoria's Secret, which is nice, you know.
Which is good.
Yeah, so it's nice being in the York County Sports Hall of Fame with a plaque, not a bust, in the Rock Hill Mall.
There's a Walmart right next to it.
Oh, yeah. You get everything you want right there. So,
Charlie, how's the golf game?
You know, that weather's really cold outside. Have you noticed that today?
Yeah, iguanas were falling right, iguanas, from the trees.
Yeah, not that I'm trying to divert and not talk about my golf game that stinks, but I hadn't played a whole lot this year. Moved up to Murrells Inlet from Orlando. This moving thing, we thought, we'll do it in stages.
No,
it's like ripping off a Band-Aid. I'm never moving again, but don't move in stages. It sounds good on the front end, but it was about an 11-month process. So at one point I had 4 storage units, 2 in Orlando, 2 in South Carolina, about $880 a month total for the 4 storage units, and I couldn't tell you what
then
was
you lose the key.
Anything in any one of the damn things.
I agree.
So
it's, been there.
Yeah,
been there, done that.
Yeah, the older I get, like I always thought it was crazy when somebody move into a place furnished. Sell a place furnished. I thought, why would you want somebody else's stuff? And I'm like, from now on, I'm 52. The rest of the time, furnished makes a ton of sense to me.
TV?
Yeah.
Beer rater for me?
Right.
And a beanbag chair,
yeah,
and I'm happy.
Just bring you. I want my own underwear, but other than that, I'll just take whatever, whatever's
right
in there. I'm good. Yeah.
200, right?
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Get it going. Charlie, thanks for stopping by, my man.
Yeah,
my
we
pleasure.
Appreciate it, Pat.
Right. Hope y'all having a great show.
Hey,
wonderful to be here. Thank
and
you.
And I was a big fan of yours when you were on the Golf Channel, but most specifically when you were covering the college golf.
Yeah.
That you guys did a hell of a good job with that, and thanks for promoting the kids.
You got it. I think I'm going to do a little discussion here this afternoon on college golf with some coaches, and that's one of the questions I'm going to ask. Do you think that the fact that college golf's on Golf Channel now has been beneficial to the sport? I think it really has, with the exception of the format change. A lot of the coaches don't like match play, but the golf fans like match play.
Well, we at the French Lick Resort, that's my full-time gig, we host the Senior LPGA Championship.
Yeah.
The cost of broadcasting the Senior LPGA Championship was outrageous. It came out to like $900,000. So this year, we're going to be streaming it.
Yeah.
So now we'll have a 5-camera shoot going, all done remotely.
Yeah.
And the cost is minimal.
Make sure you take good care of the announcers on that.
What are you doing? Frank's one of them.
Why don't you
I can be there. Yes,
come
sign
play
me
by
up.
Play with me.
I'm freelance. Yes, sign me up.
Yeah,
we
got Brian Hammonds is going to be there.
Well, now I'm busy.
He's good. Ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Reimer.
Thanks, Charlie.
How can they give us the plug on Myrtle Beach? How can they get a hold of you?
Go to Myrtle Beach.
playgolfmyrtlebeach.com. Rolls off.
You got a whole lot of them right there. I was trying to get the right one, but yeah, playgolfmyrtlebeach.com. They'll fix you up.
Yep. Maybe we should do the show up there, Frank.
I've never been
to Myrtle Beach.
I haven't.
Never been to Myrtle
Beach. I've never been there.
And my daughter goes
never.
To Clemson. So.
Well, come on down.
Come on.
Put some sugar in that tea, though.
Exactly.
That's fine. I went to college in Mississippi, so I'm used to sweet tea.
Yes, Ole Miss. Sir. So, there you go.
There you go. Thanks, Charlie Reimer.
Appreciate it, guys.
You're the best, pal. Appreciate it. That's not bad.
No.
It's good to see Charlie.
Yeah, it's good to
good.
See Charlie.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, Charlie, if you want to play some golf, give me a buzz.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Brendan's soliciting now to get Charlie up to French Lick. I think we'd make a good team out on the course.
You and Charlie?
Yeah.
It'd be like Abbott and Costello.
It'd be fun.
You're like the skinny guy.
Yeah, that would be Abbott.
Cool.
Skinny. You want to take a break?
Let's take a 2-minute break.
Let's take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some jerky. So don't go anywhere, everybody. Golf Talk America. We'll be right back.
Jesus.
How much jerky does
he's
he have
like
in there?
He's like a kangaroo.
Come on. Jeez.
I'll get you some more.
Hey, everybody. We're back. 2020 PGA Merchandise Show. Brendan Swinney, Frank Bassett. Brendan?
Hey, how are you, Frank?
This stuff smells good.
It does.
This stuff looks good.
With all these service dogs that are walking around there, we walk around the pocket
Ooh.
Full of these. We'll be going to jail.
Hey, don't say that. That's happened in the airport before.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord. Well, Jeff King.
Jeff
welcome
King.
In.
Thanks, guys.
King made jerky.
Made jerky. It's the official Arabian
beef jerky
of the PGA
Better
Tour.
Better class carnivore.
So it's good to meet you. I've not had your product before, so I'm looking forward to it. I love beef jerky.
I've heard you on the radio before. I've heard you on K-Trick at McGinnis.
Yeah,
I think Carl Paulson
show.
As well, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Now you're on a real show.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me. It's good to hear that I've upgraded. You know, it's always growth is always a positive thing.
It's always good to upgrade. How in the world did you come up with the idea?
I didn't really have an intention of coming up with the idea. I was just at home. Bored kind of on a 3-week stretch at home and went and got a dehydrator from Bass Pro Shops and Googled a recipe and I started making jerky. I was kind of fed up with what's out there, you know, the hard cardboard, salty, you know, run-of-the-mill
Jack
stuff.
Links.
So I was kind of along those lines of doing something fun and basically for myself just to have something to eat on the road, because caddies, you know, we travel hours and hours in the car. And I used to go to gas stations and literally buy every pack of jerky that I'd never seen and just try it. And it was always the same stuff. It was,
yeah.
It was cardboard, broke your tooth, salty. So I ended up Googling a recipe, and I gave it a few runs at it. And to be honest, the first few batches were unedible. The garbage can was fed very well that week.
That's always the way.
Yeah, so I made something that I thought I liked that I could eat, and I was caddying for Luke List on the Nationwide Tour at the time. And I just practiced around. I just said, hey, man, if you want some beef jerky, I made some stuff in the kitchen. Feel free. So a few holes later, he's like, where's that beef jerky? I'm hungry. Ate it and walked up to the green and said, man, this is the best stuff I've ever had. How long have you been making it? You know, your whole life? I said, no, like 2 weeks, to be honest with you. And Scott Brown, we were playing with Scott Brown at the time, who I didn't know very well, and he was like, I love beef jerky. Stuck his hand in a bag, said the exact same thing. Long story short, within 6 months, I was getting text messages from everybody on the web.com, PGA Tour, I mean, Graham McDowell, Billy Horschel, Davis Love, Gary Wood. I mean, could you make me some of your jerky? And I would go home. Next thing you know, I got 2 dehydrators. I got 3. I got 5 dehydrators. I turned my house into a whole beef jerky-making compound.
Neighbors loving you?
They were coming over for it.
Not quite sure if the neighbors loved it, but it got to a point one time where I had to call my parents because I was in a week off, and, I mean, it's tired. It's a tiring process. It takes 16, 18 hours from start to finish. And I just told them they needed to come to Dallas, where I live, from Phoenix. And my mom said, for what? Because she's worried, you know, like a mother. What's wrong? I said, nothing's wrong. I told my father, I said, put Dad on the phone and go in another room. I'm like, buddy, I need some help making beef jerky. And he's like, I'm in. Started packing, looking at tickets. My mom got there and said, what is going on here? We're here to make beef jerky? And I said, yeah. And my phone just kept beeping, Jimmy Walker. I'm like, Mom, I don't even know these people. I'm just caddying out there, and my phone just kept going and going and going. I had sign-up sheets. So long story short, they just kept, you know, coochers, let's get it in stores. Come on, we get, you know, I knew nothing about getting stuff in stores. So they all helped me kind of do it, and here we are 7 years later, now the official jerky of the PGA Tour.
What does that entitle? You're the official jerky of the PGA Tour. Is it a licensing agreement?
It is a licensing agreement, yeah. It's a partnership where we're now able to. I get cool new clothes.
Yeah.
With
nice
the
logo.
Cool logo on it. The package gets a cool blue logo. So
blue logo. Blue
you
logo.
Know, we get to take. Yeah, you got the same blue logo. That's a cool logo. You know, they saw all this happening with the tour and the guys posting pictures and tweeting, and they kind of decided that the meat snack category in itself is a huge business right now. It's
sure.
growing. There's some companies getting acquired for a pretty good chunk of change. So. They saw all these guys doing all these posts and supporting this product that the caddy was making. And, you know, we just kind of decided we've been dating a long time, but we never went to the prom, you know, kind of thing. So
it's time to dance.
Yeah, let's get the dance going. And, you know, we can use each other. We can use their contacts and connections to help grow this business and hopefully get a product out there for the entire country to enjoy.
So you grew up in Hammond, Indiana. Started off, I grew up in Medina. Grew up looping there. Where would you caddy? Olympia Fields?
Woodmar Country Club.
Woodmar.
Yep.
Very good.
Woodmar Country, Chicago District. Yep.
CDGA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Olympia Fields right around the corner, too.
Yeah.
Ravislow. There's some great golf on the south side of Chicago right there.
Now, you caddied a lot on the LPGA also.
Yeah. So
did the girls start asking for the jerky?
Absolutely. Yes, they did. Actually, when I first began, like the very first, right after, I was having weeks off, so I would just go out on the LPGA and caddy a week here or a week there. And I was doing the same thing. I was flying to tournaments with duffel bags of jerky, and I never asked anybody. I had it if was needed. And I would show up to a golf tournament, and every time the players saw that red duffel bag, it was empty in 30 minutes. They stopped practicing, went and got their wallets. And, you know, Luke even told one of the media there at a tournament, they said you always knew where Jeff was because there was always a, you know, it looked like ants. So
how much is it selling for?
We have 2 size packages, actually. This is a smaller size, so that's a 1 ounce. We use that primarily for concessions at tournaments, some golf courses. It is a high-end product, so it's a little more on the expensive side. So the golf courses that want to carry it, this will go for $6. And then the regular store that you would see in a gas station. The 2.25 ounce bag goes from anywhere from 10. And I had heard, I'm not going to name the golf course, but in the range.
We sell $9 hot dogs.
$14.
Which is good.
Let me ask you this. Now, not just at tournaments, you're in convenience stores also, right?
Yes, some at the moment.
Okay, so you're expanding out
to Apollo in the house.
Regular consumers. That's
yes, for sure.
Cool.
For sure. Now, at one point, before the whole PGA Tour deal, we were in grocery stores nationwide. We were in Shaw's up in the Northeast, Jewel Osco's, Central Market.
Chicago, Jewel's, Osco. Yeah, go to Jewel's.
Central Markets. We were in quite a few of them, actually. But as the whole thing kind of turned, we changed, did a little change into the product. We made it grass-fed. You know, it's a low-sodium product, low-sugar, gluten-free. So during that change, we had to make new packages. We had to put the logo, the PGA Tour logo, on the package. So we kind of made a transition, pulled everything back a little bit, and now we're recharged in the...
Wow.
So these little packages, how many are you making a year?
How many do you make? That's not a question I can answer. That would be a production question. I give them the recipes, and they make it. The salespeople and all that stuff now get to do that. But they're doing well. A lot of people are sending nice pictures and saying they've seen it here. And actually Rick Lamb, who's been on the PGA Tour the past few years, sent me a picture from TPC Scottsdale of the menu, and the top of the menu said King Made Jerky. So
awesome.
You know, stuff like that you can't make up. It was never an intention for that to happen.
So you still walking the courses?
I am, yeah.
I'm early on tour?
Yeah. Just finished up the season with Shan Shan Fang. Her caddy had an injury, hip injury, so he had surgery. I got the bullpen call, did a couple in Japan and China with her. And I'm going to go do a few with Robert Garrigus coming up here in the Corn Ferry.
Well, I'll tell you what, at the Corn Ferry Championships at Victoria National down in Southern Indiana, I'm at French Lick. You want to swing by?
Awesome. We'll do
a
great course. Man, great course.
Love to have you down.
I just caddied for Sung J.M. out there, 2018. I caddied for him on the web, and we did that one. That was growing up in Indiana. I wasn't familiar with that golf course. That's one of the best tracks in Indiana by far, but one of the best tracks I've been on.
Oh, thank you.
Great track.
Yeah,
it's not like Lakeshore Country Club, right?
A little bit, slightly different. Yeah. Weird, but different in a word.
Or Crown Point, we could go all up and down there.
Jeff King, King Made Jerky. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for having
me, guys.
Appreciate that.
Congratulations on your success, and more success to you, my friend.
Awesome. I appreciate that. Appreciate the support. Yep.
Thank you.
All right.
So, King Made Jerky. That's now we know. I'm in.
The official jerky of
Golf Talk America. That's what it's going to be now. We'll give him the logo.
Well, if Grossi never gives it up.
I know. Grossi just hawks everything. Ireland trips, jerky. You know what? He's got a bottle of Bushmills in that bag, too. He got that from the Irish people.
There you go.
What do you think about that?
Amen.
Hey, Brendan.
Yes, sir.
Let's take a quick break.
Yep.
When we come back, more from the 2020 PGA Merchandise Show. You're listening to Golf Talk America. Don't go anywhere.
We're firing up that blender again, Frank.
Another margarita, baby.
I tell you what, we may have to switch to tequila tonight. Because you drank the Glenlivet out of Orlando the last 2 days.
I know I did. Well, guess what? At the Tournament of Champions last week, Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions on the LPGA Tour.
They had the Glenlivet experience.
Bar scotch at our complimentary VIP bar was Glenlivet.
Yeah.
Which is the only scotch, that's the official scotch of Frank Bassett.
I had the Frank Bassett experience with Glenlivet.
You did?
When you wake up with my clothes on, you know you're in trouble.
I don't know how that happened, but we just won't even go there. Hey, bring our new friends in.
Eddie Ragacki. Thanks. I got that right. And Stefan?
Vanzel.
All the way from South Africa.
Yes.
Well, welcome. Our good buddy Rob Goulet said, you got to get these guys on. And here we are.
So we did it, yeah.
Wow. Switch grips.
Rob's a gem.
Isn't he?
He's a gem.
Rob, we're on the same golf committee.
He is our designated driver, or was last year in Orlando.
Tesla. You're in trouble when.
Oh, it was a mess.
He's top notch. I love that guy.
He's the best.
Yeah, he really is. So, guys, tell us about switch grips.
Sure.
What's the scoop?
We have the first interchangeable swing grip, and you can counterbalance it with interchangeable weights. And we got to turn it up.
There you go.
So no problem.
Pump up the volume, baby.
There you go. Pump it up, baby.
There you go. Okay.
So every grip comes standard with like a 2 gram weight, right? It goes on just like a normal installation.
Cool.
All you got to do is just put the grip on. Once it's on, you just remove the butt cap there. And we have different weights in 6 gram increments. And it helps with the rate of closure, ROC. It helps with the MOI to get the ball up in the air a little bit. So long story short, you get better results with less effort.
I'm all about that.
Yeah. Everyone is, eh?
Yeah. And then, you know, Ernie has been a huge
backer.
He's our global ambassador. And we've been working with Ernie and Lou Eustesen for about 2 years now, getting the product right where it needs to be.
They're just shaky swings.
Yeah, they're just average.
Two shaky swings.
Just two average guys.
Two of the best.
Let's bring in Stefan. Yeah. Let's talk about South Africa. How's this thing taking off down there?
We've really had great success in South Africa. The South African market we used to determine the viability of the product into the market, into the amateur golfing market. So we've had great success with the youngsters. I know the young juniors that won the Junior World Cup last year in Japan by a significant margin. I think it was like a
junior
record
cup.
Eight
yep.
shots or something. Half of those guys were on Swiss Grips. They're on staff with us. We had a 25% representation on the Junior President's Cup international team. Three of the 12 guys were with us as well. So, we're excited with what we've achieved this far.
Well, too bad you guys didn't have the representation on the President's Cup. It could have changed the results a little bit.
Yeah,
don't go there.
Who came up with the idea?
I did.
Really?
Eddie, you did.
Out of Miami?
I did, out of Miami. That's right.
So tell us about the journey.
Tell me about that journey.
All right. I was a semi-professional golfer trying to make my way up, and I wanted to do something different where I can control feel, because that was the biggest thing for me, is to dial in my feel. And it just, there wasn't any products that I can try that I can change on the fly. So conditions change, courses change, you know, altitude, you know, all, everything. You have all the different parameters. So I came up with this, and then we started working on it, and it would really, the only way to get it really out there is you got to work with the best players in the world.
Right.
So we hustled. You know, we started from nothing, and we hustled, and we got there, and we got out on tour, and we got some guys using it, proved the concept. And then from there, you know, it started snowballing. And now we got major OEMs involved. We got, you know, putter manufacturers involved, and, you know, the company's growing. And I kiddingly joke around, and I just tell everybody, we make the best grips nobody ever heard of.
Right.
Yeah.
So how was this week? I mean, what's your goal, obviously, is to get this in the hand of the PGA professional.
Yep.
But how's that journey going so far this week?
Absolutely amazing. I mean, it's been absolutely, it's what you work for.
Got it.
You know, you come over here and you start from nothing, and then you're sitting in meetings with top executives and CEOs, and everybody's giving you the respect and everything. So it's like a little stamp of approval. So it's been awesome.
How do we get a hold of these?
You can go right now. We have a couple of distributors across the U.S. You got Dick's Golf Galaxy. You got Club Champion. You got, you know, a whole bunch of guys.
So Club Champion has these.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
And then
we had them on yesterday.
Yep. We did. Yeah, the founder.
These guys are awesome.
Yeah.
Nick's a good dude.
Yep, he's a great dude.
Yeah, we sat down last year, and we talked about implementing a program, and we stuck to his strategy, and who am I to deny?
Did you meet Keith Bank?
Yeah.
Yeah, Keith's a good friend of mine.
Yeah,
he's a good dude.
Yeah, they were very open about it because it's something new, it's fresh. The other thing is, look, this is counterbalance. Some people know about it, some people don't. But at the end of the day, it's not complicated. We're just trying to make a better system. So you have four different options. One of those different options is going to work for you, and you just got to try it.
Well, Eddie?
It's all about feel.
Let me ask
you this.
Yeah.
If you pull a sand wedge back, if you're in the bunker and you pull it back and you hit a mound of sand behind it, do you feel it? We're not going to go down that road, but everybody laughs when I ask that question, and we just won't go there, but yeah.
Why don't we ask Brandel Chambly about that?
We did. Don't you remember the other day at Orlando Country Club? Country Club of Orlando.
Stefan, what's your goal this week? You have a long flight ahead of you. You spend a lot of time here in the States.
Look, we come here with great expectations every year. We've been here now for a few years, and we go home hammered. Getting back home, the jet lag is
rough.
It's rough to say the least. But we come here. We deal with the right people in the right places. We, from a South African perspective, we take care of the international market. So everything out of North America, we take care of. Asia, Australasia, Europe, the UK, Canada. So we get in touch with the people. Yeah, they're never going to come to the southern tip of Africa to do golfing business.
What's your price point on these?
They start at retail for $799,
$899,
on up.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we're very competitive. I mean,
it's like my bag of Titleist weights for my putter. and from our other clubs.
Yep.
You could do the same thing with this. How cool is this?
It just turns it into a performance product. And it's the first grip of it,
and
it
should
that can do
it. Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to have to get our hands on some and play them.
Yeah. Switch grips. Well, we'll get a hold of Rob Goulet. I'm sure he's got a garage full of them.
He's got a I'm telling you, from how many grips he asked me for, he's got a whole lot of them.
What's it like working with Ernie? He's
Ernie's
gotta be the best.
I'll tell you what, it's like, I'm not South African. I'm from Miami. So, you know.
You're kidding me.
No.
With an accent like that?
Right?
I thought you were from Johannesburg.
Yeah, right.
I can tell.
So, but Ernie's been, it's kind of like.
Hey, do you know Pitbull?
Dale,
I'm kidding.
Dale, you know. But Ernie's been like, he's kind of like the older grandfather, to be honest with you.
Well, now he's on the Champions Tour. Yeah. He is.
But
he's
PGA for champions.
And he's going to kick ass on that tour.
Yeah. That's what
he's going to play well.
Unbelievable.
He's
going
to play well. Like when we first approached it, he's been just so open and so helpful and instrumental in developing the product and tell, hey, think about this. Maybe change this compound or do something like this. And we've taken everything, all the suggestions, not only just him, but Louis as well. And we've implemented that, and we got a fantastic product, and finally we're ready to go.
Yeah. All right. Switch Grips International Incorporated.
Yeah.
Stefan and Eddie, thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate it very, very much.
Thanks, Frank.
Can't wait to try out your product.
Hey, best of luck to you guys.
Wait. Best of luck, fellas.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
See you soon.
Have fun on the trip back.
I'll try my best.
Get started early on the flight.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks. Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort, and me, I'm Frank Bassett from
got a couple more, then we're wrapping up for the day. A
couple more. Shout out to a guy who's been very responsible for the success of this show outside of yourself, Brendan Sweeney.
Well, I'll take full responsibility.
And that would be the Harner family and the Ferguson family and Cook Group, as well as the French Lick Resort. Steve Ferguson, we appreciate everything you've done to keep this show on the air. And you are the best, my friend. You are the best.
He's got a pretty hot daughter, too. I would have to say.
I'm not making those kind of comments.
I married her, for God's sake.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I don't do that. I love your wife, and I love Moo, too, and Callahan and the whole family, Eliza.
Well, there you go.
So, anyway, we're having a lot of fun.
Let's get our next guest up here in a couple of minutes.
Well, who's our next guest? Who is that? Get up here, guys. The mics are up. These boys know all about, one of you can be right there and the other up here, all about equipment. They do the 2020, they do the reviews every year. And
this is the Super Bowl. This is what we've been waiting for.
This is the Super Bowl.
1 million square feet of fun. Hey, how are you, Mike? Brendan Sweeney. Good to see you. Strap it on.
Mike, how do you say your last name? Oops. Let me get you up. Let's just do it. We're live.
Say hi.
Mike Statura.
Mike
Johnson.
Hey, Mike, good to see you, bud.
That was a tough one on this side. Mike Statura, welcome in. Mike Statura and Mike Johnson have been around a long time and have done a lot of equipment reviews over the years.
You just guys, a few.
Just a couple. You guys pick out the best products that are out there, and you also call some products that you don't think really should be out there, and for that we love
Your honesty and your...
Yeah. So this is our safe zone?
This is your safe zone.
Safe zone.
Nobody listens to the show anyways.
That's right. Yeah, wow. Three people, you know. So, the French Lick Resort's our sponsor. Club Corp is a great sponsor of ours. Omni Hotels and Resorts. So we're equipment agnostic.
As are we.
Yeah.
Well, which is really the best way to be. We may not be this next year, though.
Okay.
So every year, the PGA show rolls out the newest, latest, and greatest things. How could companies keep reinventing themselves every year? The new Mavericks are coming out from Callaway.
That's a
hot topic.
Yeah, AI. Tell me about this AI thing.
Well, if you think about what a room full of engineers would try to do to make a better face, okay? If you think what would make sense for that entire college of engineers to make sense, okay, then you put in a blender every engineer that has ever looked at a golf club, and then you multiply that brain power by 1,000, and then you do all of that and then squeeze the innovation time frame from 18 months to 18 days. Do you think we might get a different idea than anything that we've ever thought of before? And then if you look at what Callaway's Maverick faces look like, the fact that there's a different face for each of the three models, if you see that the fairway wood has three models with 16 different lofts, and each of those faces is fundamentally different, and I don't mean different that it's just
they have a different face for each loft. I mean, the face looks unlike any other variable thickness face that you've ever seen. The beauty of AI is showing us what's potentially there that we didn't think is ever possible. So it's so much smarter than the smartest people in golf.
Yeah, I think one of the things we get asked about all the time is this year's crop of clubs better than last year's crop? And the answer is absolutely yes, but if you bought last year's driver, you might not see that differential. However, if you have not bought a club in the normal cycle, which is 3 or 4 years for a driver, 5 or 6 years for a set of irons, you're going to see a monumental difference. And I think the cool thing now is because manufacturers, you know, they have to design within the rules, and the center hit, they got to that pretty quick. Now they're designing for all of us. You know, it's the off-center hit where the biggest gains are being felt,
sure.
And that helps you, me, him, you know, more than the tour players.
Well, yeah, I know there's some players out there who
nothing's going to help you.
There's some players out there who really have to replace their hosels more often than they replace their grips. I mean, let's face it, there's some hosel rockets flying.
There are some hosel rockets. They've done a lot of technology on the hosel. Okay, so
that's good. They've stiffened it up a little bit.
There's a lot more durability, less weight. But I mean, I think what's interesting, even, you know, people think, oh, the USGA put the rules in place and hot drivers are limited. You can't do anything. If you think about the hottest spot on the driver 5 or 6 years ago was about the size of a dime.
Right.
That hottest spot is now the size of a quarter. Okay? And on top of that, that quarter, how about the spot that used to be the hottest spot on the face or the spot that's almost the hottest spot on the face? Now that has expanded even more. So, you know, in essence, we're at a point where we figured out how to make the face hot, like Mike has said, but now we figured out how to make the face and club work for you to maximize your game. Same here, and it's if you switch them, it sure doesn't work.
I'm playing a Titleist driver, a 3, the new 3, or last year, not the newest one. I bought it, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago.
Oh, goodness.
Will I see a difference with the Maverick?
You'll see a difference with the Maverick. You'll see a difference with the Sim from TaylorMade. You'll see a difference with the new Titleist that was introduced last year.
Right.
You'll see fundamental differences because what's happened is center of gravity has changed, so you got spin rates that are much, much lower, a lot easier to launch it higher with less spin, more carry distance.
I'm pretty spinny. My shaft is light.
Well, and where you're really going to see a fundamental difference is if you haven't been fit.
Yeah.
So, oh, sure. I've been fit.
I mean, the great thing that drives both of us crazy is when an everyday player says, I'm not good enough to get fit. That is so wrong.
Yeah.
That is so wrong because people with high amounts of skill can overcome a poor fit. People who have less skill, they need all the help they can get. And if they're in a poor fit of clubs and then they go get fit, you hear stories about 15, 20-yard gains. That's not coming from a new face treatment or something like that. That's coming from someone who was in a poor fit to a good fit.
Yeah.
So what's jumping out at you this year? 2020 PGA show. On the floor, you're walking by and it's like, oh, my gosh, I heard about this. I want to get my hands on it. Chances are you already had your hands on this stuff.
We have seen just about everything on the club side. And I think the hottest category is the category in terms of clubs that I find the sexiest, okay? These are the player's distance irons, okay? This is a player's kind of compact shape with big-time horsepower. So you've got something that you are proud to carry in your bag, makes you look like a better player, maybe a player better than you actually are, and you're, you know, if you haven't gone to this category yet, you're going to see distance gains that you would thought gone away. So if you were used to hitting your 8-iron from 150 and all of a sudden you're 140, now you're going to be hitting your 8-iron 155.
Yeah, a lot of gray hair on this stage. It's going to get us back that half club to full club that we've all lost over time.
Start crying, man.
I know.
At least I still have some.
Start rejoicing. You're young again now.
Get
some new clubs.
When is the end of the rainbow? If we're at the 2040 show, what's going to be there? If we're at 2020 now, we have artificial intelligence. 2040, 20 years from now, what do you see?
20 years from now.
Really lightweight shafts.
Yeah.
You know, I think shaft technology's gotten better and better. The idea of a 40-gram shaft that could with you know stand up to swing speeds without acting like a noodle was a pipe dream 10 years ago.
42 Basara.
Yeah, and now it's a reality. And I think you're going to see, as they can make that structure, you know, more durable, shaft weight will decrease because that's a quick way to get to swing speed. I think that's one area we'll definitely see. You might see more adjustability make its way down into clubs like irons. It's really not there yet, but certainly it exists. So if you're asking me to look in the crystal ball, it's kind of the Starbucksification of golf, right? Everybody wants something specifically for them. That's a way to get to it.
I think that's exactly what's going to happen. It's not the Callaway's not going to have three drivers, and TaylorMade's not going to have three drivers, and Titleist isn't going to have four drivers. They're going to have 50,000 drivers.
Club champion concept.
In you know, faster, more personalized, and better. You know, I think we're on the vanguard. You throw in Arcos or something like that, we're on the vanguard of getting great quicker.
I know that the French Lick Resort is a Callaway.
Yep, we are a Callaway. We have all the fitting stuff going on in there.
And I'm a Titleist. I've been a Titleist guy, but I'm leaning more, to be honest with you, toward Callaway now after seeing what they've been doing. I think it would help me. I need the help. It's 65 years old. So.
But I think that's the beauty right now. If you open yourself up to the possibility that you need something that you hadn't thought you needed before, you're going to find distance, trajectory that either you used to have or you hadn't seen as a possibility. And I think that's, you know, talk about whether you shoot lower scores or hit it farther or whatever. At the end of the day, you end up enjoying the game more and wanting to play
sure.
more. And I think that's what we're going to see.
Guys, where do our listeners go to see you, listen to you, and see what you've done? It's Golf Digest, correct?
GolfDigest.com. The hot list is out there now. We also have a nice interactive feature that's going to be up soon where instead of looking at, say, 13 irons on the hot list, you can answer three binary questions. It's going to give you a recommendation of four or five to look at. That makes your search a little more manageable. And while distasteful to us, we also have a YouTube series coming up that's strictly about golf equipment.
How good is that?
Hey, Mike and Mike.
Mike and Mike, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, boys.
Thanks for being part of the show, and we will be checking in with what you've said.
Pleasure's all ours.
Thanks so much. All right, Mr. Sweeney, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, some very special guests. You're listening to Golf Talk America. Don't go anywhere. Looks like the last blender session of the 2020.
We're coming out of the turn.
Coming out of the turn, turn three, heading for turn four, and to the finish line. Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort, Frank Bassett, Golf Talk America, live on the radio broadcast stage at the 2020 PGA Merchandise Show.
The 67th edition of the PGA Merchandise Show.
Yes.
1 million square feet of BS.
And we're,
I'm kidding.
No, we're tired. We're tired.
No, we're not tired.
Yes, we are.
We have to get our second win. We need to rally. That's maybe right. We should have this King's Made jerky.
Maybe
to get
we
us
need
over
a cure.
Line.
Yeah, save me some of that.
We will.
Maybe we need a cure. Maybe
about
a caddy for a cure.
Bring
him
on in.
Caddy for a cure. Russ Hold. Hey, pal.
Hey,
what's up?
Great to be with you guys again, as always. Pleasure.
Great to see you. And we also have somebody else on a headset here.
LPGA legend. Lisa DiPaolo.
Yeah. Hey,
great
gal.
To
what's
be
up?
Here with you guys.
We,
I love
we
it.
Have a caddy and a player.
You. Love it.
Caddy and a player and a great charity and Caddy for a Cure. You guys do so much good work. You introduced me, by the way, Russ Holden, and to Brian Mast when I was down at the Honda a couple of years ago. He put those boys on their heels in Congress, didn't he, when he asked that question?
He did. I spoke to him the other night, and I yielded all my time to him. he got a real kick out of that. But yeah, he's doing a great job. He's really the epitome of our initiative, where we bring men and women who have served so bravely and raised their right hand to have us have these freedoms and liberties that we enjoy here, so freely. And he came through our program and said he wanted to continue to keep serving, and he had some big ideas, and now he's a congressman.
Yeah, great guy, wounded warrior, but a great individual. Fun interview.
So for those of you who do not know Russ, tell us a little bit about Caddy for the Cure, then we'll bring in Lisa and we can tell a little Caddy player story.
Sure, Caddy for a Cure is an initiative we started 18 years ago. I was golf professional, as you know, and was caddying for Bernhard Langer, and I had a great idea where you could come, we could raise some money for some great causes, Birdies for the Brave and Fanconi Anemia Research Fund, by allowing Frank or Brendan to be able to come inside the ropes for a day and be able to caddy for one of the world's best players. And the PGA Tour adopted us and said, yeah, we love that. And you know, we've had some great experiences over our 18 years now. And as I said, our biggest thing is Frank, you'll come caddy for Rory McIlroy, and you'll be escorted by a Wounded Service member. So the players love it. The tournament hosts all love it. And the PGA Tour, it's just been win-win-win all the way around, and we've been able to raise a fair amount of money.
Now, we've known each other for a very long time. One of the first times I met you, it was a very special day. I was with Pete Dye. We're down to the Honda Classic. Pete Dye, I saw him, and he goes, I go, Pete, what are you doing? He goes, I'm looking for Drew Brees. So he marched out to the seventh hole. Pete's there. Marshall lifts up the rope. I go walking with Pete inside the rope. It's Mr. Nicholas. It's Kenny G, Drew Brees, and Dan Marino. You were there. Right. That was like one of your first events out there. Actually, Pete was shaking down Drew Brees for $1 million check for the new golf course at Purdue.
I remember it well. I saw the pictures that you posted, and I remember that day we had Christian, our reason for the season, the young guy that has Fanconi anemia, and I remember Pete spending some time with Mr. Nicholas, and Jack was doing Caddy for a Cure with us that day. We had some wounded veterans on the bag, and it was a great opportunity, and you know, a couple legends, we got to watch history, really shaking hands with each other right there that day. I remember it well. Right. Cold. It was cold that day.
Yeah, it was freezing.
Lisa DiPaolo. Tell us your worst experience with
your
caddy.
Your most memorable experience.
Yes,
with
most
a caddy.
Memorable caddy.
Russ was on tour for, 12 years?
It's always the caddy's fault. Here we go.
No,
go ahead.
You guys can't even compete. It was in Taiwan on the Asian tour. And the caddy did not want to have my head covers on the bag. It was made the bag too heavy. So he was like taking the head covers off. And then it was like he controlled the bag. He was the boss. And so anyway, then there was a rule situation that happened, long story short. I did not want to have that caddy anymore, and the tournament committee said I could not fire the caddy. The only way I could is if I paid him full wages and the new guy full wages for a week just for one day. And so anyway, then I had to keep that guy, but then I loaded the bag up full of water and shoes and everything. And we went from the locker room to the first tee, and I said, are you going to be good? Because I'll take all this out of here. And so he's like, okay. So it was just crazy over there. It was that deal. But we got to talk about French Lick a little bit.
We can talk about French Lick, but let's talk about your charity. I still have the bracelet on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for giving this to me.
Yep. Riley's Foundations, the Children's Hospital is fantastic. Love those kids. And I wouldn't have ever got to know about it if I didn't get a play in the tournament, which the Harners were so gracious to give me an exemption a couple times, and now I've been able to play my way in there. And it's just there's a lot of tournaments going around in the country, but I don't know what tournament has more heart and soul than our senior LPGA championship at French Lick.
I agree with that.
It's fabulous. We should do the Caddy for a Cure in association with the Riley's Hospital for Children up in Indianapolis.
Let's do it.
Okay.
When is that event?
It's going to be the third week of July.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Ending on August 1st.
Yeah, which is the perfect time of the year for that.
Yeah, in Southern Indiana, 108 degrees with no wind.
That's perfect.
Power and numbers.
Absolutely.
Lisa, how's the game?
Yeah, what's on your game? How's the show going for you?
I love the show. Game is good. Really looking forward to playing in the Senior Open before Senior LPGA Championship. That's the pinnacle, is the Senior LPGA Championship, and getting ready for that. So I've got some time, hopefully find a few more tournaments.
You know, I've worked with French Lick, of course, as our initial first sponsor of the show forever. And being tied to the PGA Tour all these years, I really didn't cover the LPGA. I did cover the LPGA Legends and the Senior LPGA Championship, but those are the only two things in ladies that I covered. I had the opportunity, at the invitation of Diamond Resorts, to do live shows from the Tournament of Champions, the Diamond Resorts.
Last week, Brendan
came out and helped co-host with me. And I have to tell you, watching those ladies play golf, Russ and Lisa, I was floored. Being up close with, I'd never been up close with the young girls out there playing, young ladies, I should say, out there playing. How nice they were, number one. How approachable they were, number two. And how they manage the course. They manage their tempo. They manage that golf course. I was blown away, and I always have said on the show, if you want to emulate a golfer, you're not going to be a Brooks Koepka, and you're not going to be a Tiger Woods or a Roy McIlroy or Ricky Fowler or whomever. Emulate those ladies who are out there playing golf,
yep.
Because that we can get a little closer to that as amateurs, maybe not there, yeah. But a little closer. And I was just blown away, so I'm looking forward. Michael Wan and I had a meeting, a lunch meeting.
Oh, nice.
Looking forward to being part of the LPGA. Golf Talk America will become part of the LPGA coverage now. So we're so excited.
That's
got
to
that.
Be exciting.
And it really how, is.
I mean, it's just too bad that Mike Wan doesn't have much energy.
I know, my God.
He's kind of laid back, isn't he?
He just won an award.
Yes, he did. Big prestigious should, award.
He yeah. should win a lot of awards. He's just doing a fantastic job.
He took something that was in trouble, in real trouble, and has really turned the LPGA around. It is a global tour,
yeah.
And I will tell you, I just loved it. Just loved it. It's great.
Cool.
Well, anybody who's turned things around, though, French Lick and what they've done for the senior ladies golfers. Marners and Mr. Ferguson, I'm just telling you.
We're glad to be part of
that. I don't know where there's more heart.
Yeah, we're glad to be part of that movement. And hopefully you guys get some more tournaments going. And we're looking forward to the next couple of years at French Lick with you guys.
It's going to be fun.
And you have to come up. And we'll do the caddy for the cure.
Yeah, I think this is just a
have you guys met before?
We've not met before, I don't
we
believe.
Haven't. But no, I have a strong feeling it won't be our last time.
Well, Gail Graham's a real close friend, and she's been instrumental in helping us. We participated with the LPGA Tour, and to your point, Frank, we found exactly the same thing. We were visiting the tournament in Oregon. We've been to the CME several times. The girls are so lovely, and they're so approachable. It's just golf in a different way. They go about their business in just a different way, and we love being on the LPGA Tour.
I will tell you that one morning during the tournament,
going
I got up early, I had to be out there, and I had just interviewed Jessica Korda the day before. Uh-huh. Well, Jessica pulls up at a red light. We're coming out of Diamond Resorts, heading over to the course, tournament course. She looks over at me, I look over at her in the car, we both put thumbs up, and she went and pointed straight ahead, light turned green. Bam, we took off, and we raced all the way down the street. So it's a wonder we're not both in jail for that. But they're just so approachable, so nice. Yeah. I loved it.
Golf tournaments, you just recently had your event.
We did, yeah. We had a great event, the Liberty Mutual Invitational, our 13th year in Parkland, and French Lick was so generous in providing us a really nice live auction item. But we had General Campbell was there. John Campbell, a retired 4-star, was vice chief of staff of the Army. We had General Miles there, who was a retired 2-star Army general, who was air boss for the Army. And we had 10 wounded guys in that we gave them a fantastic weekend. And Jim Kelly was our host, famous announcer. Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's here.
He is, yeah. We were with him last night, as a matter of fact. Wayne Player came in and did a little clinic for us, and it's just a spitting image of his dad.
And he gets tickets to Augusta.
And he gets tickets to Augusta.
Yes,
he's around there a little
bit.
He
comes over to Azalea House with us a lot.
He does.
Absolutely.
He hangs out with us.
He did a fabulous job. Dave Bray, USA. If you've not seen or heard of this guy, he sings patriotic rock music. He's the best of the best, and he lit up the stage for us.
Now tell us, you're a very proud father.
I am.
Your daughter is now going to become a freshman at University of Tennessee?
She's going to play golf at University of Tennessee starting in August, and she's a Vol, go Vols, and she's going to go out and play. I'm sure you might know Judy Pavone.
Oh, yeah.
As a coach up there, lefty from Montana. Yeah. Played several years on the LPGA Tour, and we're just thrilled to death with the whole process, and we're going to call Knoxville home sweet home.
Well, you're Texas.
You have to come through.
That's right.
You'll probably have to come through Nashville, so stop and say hi.
Absolutely, sure.
And tell her if she needs somebody close, give her my name and number. And if something happens, whatever, I can get into Knoxville quicker than you can to help.
Well, her famous phrase now, she's getting wise, you know, having a smart aleck dad like me, but she says, get in line. All the guys they want a caddy for. So my dad's first, and then y'all are in line behind him.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about if she has any trouble over at Knoxville or something happens and she needs some support.
Second dad, I like this.
I'll be happy to do it. Absolutely.
Awesome. You're my go-to guy now.
Yep. You got it, man.
Russ, how could they get a hold of you? Caddyforacure.com?
Caddyforacure.com, yeah. Okay. We spell it with a Y, C-A-D-D-Y, F-O-R-A-C-U-R-E.com, all spelled out.
Lisa DiPaolo, what do you got in the books?
Hey, just come see me the last week in July, because I'm going to be playing the Pete Dye course at French Lick.
Damn straight, sister. So, yes, and you're going to have another killer barbecue with that.
Absolutely.
Crack meat is fabulous.
Got the RV out there on the RV lot, but no better place for
that
to be than out there. And if you haven't played
phenomenal.
That course, you need to play it.
Well, let's put a bow on this thing. Call
it
a day.
That course, as well as the Donald Ross course, that Donald Ross course is phenomenal, too.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous, and it's restored to its original grandeur.
It's a special place.
Yeah.
If you
West Baden
been
Springs
there, you
Hotel,
need to go.
Yeah, the trolley, the sports book that you guys have now, and everything else going on at French Lick.
Well, live from the Orange County Convention Center, the 67th edition of the PGA Merchandise Show is going to be wrapped up here with the Golf Talk America team. Frank Bassett, thank you very much. Russ, thank you. Lisa. All our guests out there, especially to my team at French Lick, thanks for giving me the time. Frank?
Buddy?
Let's fire a couple
you're the best.
Up.
Love you, pal. You're the best. Thanks for all the
Ron
help.
Ron Pearl,
thanks
Greg
to
Cox,
French
thank
Lick.
You.
Thanks to the French Lick Resort for supporting this show as many years as they have. We really appreciate the entire family up there and team. You've been listening to Golf Talk America live from the 2020 PGA Merchandise Show, and we are out of here.